There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's go down to, well, not literally go down to Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week. Zina Zalameh is there. Let's find out what she knows.
This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 live update
from Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week 2018.
Hosted by Masdar, driving the global energy transformation.
Very quick update, Tim and Claire. I just realized there's so much I don't know. It's day two at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week, and I've been learning a lot, mostly about sustainability, energy efficiency. And I've been speaking to a lovely lady from BNA named Hind. She heads the education department. They've just launched a competition across all Emirates except for the Emirate of Abu Dhabi. Public and private schools from KG to level 12, and it's basically to raise awareness about the importance of recycling. Thousands of dirhams in cash in store for them, so that's one scoop I got. And I've also been speaking to a Diwa arm called Takati. A lot of people don't know about it, but they actually support programs that that aim to reduce the demand for power consumption. The aim of Dubai is to reduce power consumption by 30% by 2030. So there are programs such as Shams Dubai, that solar panel program, encouraging residents and businesses to install solar panels. That sort of thing they're supporting. And that's not even half of what I found out today. I'll bring you more later, and maybe I'll sum up the events for today. For now, that's it. Back to you, Tim and Claire.
This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 live update
from Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week 2018.
Hosted by Masdar, driving the global energy transformation.
Now, it looks as though it's been a pretty enjoyable day, I have to say, down at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week. Let's just get a quick catch-up from Zina Zalameh, who's there.
This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 live update
from Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week 2018.
Hosted by Masdar, driving the global energy transformation.
Tim, Claire, it's been a busy couple of days here at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week. I've learned so much, but today I think the highlight of today was the UAE's big announcement that it's heading to Antarctica to do some research. So Masdar is supporting the project or sponsoring the project. It's working with Khalifa University. They'll be sending a research team to the continent to study the behavior of sea ice and how climate change has changed sea ice and the entire Antarctic ecosystem. So another component of the research is that they're working with the Australian authorities, environment and energy authorities. They will be heading to Antarctica to see if they can use renewable energy to power Australia's research stations there. So two major research projects in that continent. They will be starting in February. It'll take a period of 2 years. After 2 years, we'll have all the final results. We'll get interim results in between. And also the interesting part is they'll be sending an intern, a postgraduate student, and a Masdar employee to shadow the research team over a period of just a little more than a week, 10 days, and she will document her experiences on social media. So that's something that we should definitely be following on Dubai Eye. And that's the highlight of my day, and frankly the highlight of the event today. And Danny Norton, I will be passing the torch to Danny Norton, who'll be heading down here tomorrow as a roving reporter from the ARN News Center. For now, good evening, and back to you, Tim and Claire.
This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 live update
from Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week 2018.
Hosted by Masdar, driving the global energy transformation.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.